Hey, Travis, it's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Pretty good.
Good. I don't know, did you get my text earlier about the account?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, so I'm a little bit concerned because, you know, you guys have another payment coming up soon and you haven't really gotten that client interview taken care of yet, so I just want to...
All right, yeah, I can do that now.
You can't. Okay. The thing is I have to schedule it, so I don't know if anybody's available right now to do it. So
okay.
Do you think if maybe we set it for, like, this time tomorrow? Because I know when we spoke with Josh, he said that
this
you're
This time tomorrow,
busy.
Yes.
Yeah, I remember. He told me you're super busy in the daytime, but he would, if we called you late, it'd be okay. So I'm going to block out an hour from 6 to 7 o'clock Eastern tomorrow. And then that way we can get that part knocked out. And then if you would remind Josh, you might have even gotten a couple of notifications about it, is that because Joey got you special pricing when he signed you guys up that's not available to the general public, if he goes in there and acknowledges it with his e-signature, it will not only grandfather you guys into that rate and ensure that it never goes up in the future, but also what it will do is it will allow us to do the client interview behind the scenes in case some last-minute emergency comes up tomorrow and you have to, you know, reschedule. At least we can kind of get the ball rolling for you that way. So do you want me to resend
okay.
that to you so you could look at it? It really takes 2 seconds
yes.
to go in there and do it. Okay, so I'll send you the email that says your initial invoice, and that's going to trigger a text to come out to you right now. And then what will happen is it'll say click here to accept your subscription terms. All you have to do is click on that link, scroll to the bottom, plug your name in, and hit confirm signature. Now, I think because the billing is in Josh's name, it's going to have you put in, you know, I don't know how it is here. It's Josh Dyer, I believe. Yeah, there's no middle name.
Yes.
So Josh Dyer. And then once that confirms, it's going to ask you for a username and password. Don't worry about that. That will be provided for you after the client interview. My main thing is just getting the pricing locked in, okay?
All right.
So let me just make sure that gets to you. I have to find it. Local Splash. Here it is, initial invoice. I know, poor Josh, when I talked to him, he's like, I'll make sure that Travis does it, but this was, I think, a week or a week and a half ago. But then when I called back, he's like, Travis said we already paid you. And I'm like, well, yeah, that's why I'm calling. I'm trying to get
yeah, yeah.
So I don't know if he thought I was trying to get him to sign up again, you know.
I gotcha.
Yeah. So I think the text messages are set up to go to this number ending in 2142. So
yeah,
you should
that's
be. Mhm. Let me just see if it triggered the text. If not, I'll send it another way. Because usually when it sends that initial invoice, it will also trigger a text. Yeah, I'm so sorry. I wish I knew you were available now, because then I could have scheduled it earlier. But now they're all double booked for this hour. But we'll knock it out tomorrow. No problem.
All right.
And then I think I spoke with Josh on the 7th, so I told him I would push the next billing out 30 days. So at least rather than you guys paying again on November 25th, at least you're paid in full until December 7th. That'll help you out a little bit because of the, you know, little bit of delay that it took in getting this going. So.
All right.
Okay, I'm just going to put that in tomorrow from 6 to 7 o'clock Eastern. And then how's it going on the text? Is anything coming through yet, or?
Oh, yes. All right. And you said, yep, I see that right there.
Yep. Yep. So if you click on that little box that says accept your subscription terms, it will have you scroll to the bottom, and you just have to put in that you're authorized on the account and that you're allowing text messages. Click those two boxes and then plug his name in and hit confirm signature. And then your sign that it went through properly is when you see that little prompt asking you for a username and password. So that means
okay.
that everything went through. Okay? So I'm putting in a reminder for you on your email that you'll get tomorrow, reminding you of the appointment. It'll come probably like an hour ahead of time. And my name is Tina, so if anything changes and you can't do the interview at 6 o'clock, no problem. Just give me a call or shoot me a text, and I can reschedule it for you, okay?
All right. That sounds good. Thank you.
All right. All right. You're welcome. I'm happy I caught you at a free moment, so have a really good evening, and we'll be talking to you more tomorrow.
Bye.
Okay, take care.